Steve, the annual meeting of the National Association of Conservation Districts coming up Sunday through Wednesday down in Orlando, Florida. For those conservation folks headed that way, what kind of annual meeting do you have planned for them?
Well, I think, as always, it'll be very educational for our folks. Our theme is committed to conservation. We're wanting to kind of get folks, thinking about what they do at home and why they do what they do. Even in my case, I'm a local board member, and I don't think I'd do that if I wasn't committed to conservation. So just trying to send that theme back to the folks who that's where our roots are from. So we're trying to energize them under that.
And you do that through both your general sessions and your breakout sessions.
Oh, yeah. General session, we're fortunate Secretary Vilsack's not going to be there, but he did send us a video. So in one sense, he'll be there, and we're going to talk about partnerships and, the value of those and how we work together on the local level and on the national level. And our breakout sessions will cover lots of topics. Our folks, some of our district folks, will be the speakers at some of those breakout sessions, so other districts can learn, what their counterparts are doing around the nation.
Steve, the annual meeting is also an opportunity for the NACD to conduct business, which includes adopting policy that will guide the association. Are there some issues on the policy side of things that you think will generate some discussion?
Oh, yeah. I think we've got 40 resolutions that'll be worked through by the different committees and the board of directors. All the things that you probably would think about cap and trade and climate change and not so much, what we think about them, but how that may affect districts, just the fact that we can get some policy in our book that gives myself and other leadership, the guidelines that we need to lead the organization.
Of course, it's also an opportunity for you to recognize some of the good work that's being done across the country.
Oh, yeah. And that goes right back to some of the breakout sessions. Some of those district folks, it's just amazing what kind of work they do. And, we're the kind of folks that a lot of times we don't toot our own horn enough. And, it's good for them to tell what they're doing and let folks see what good we're doing out on the land.
Steve, you folks just announced the hiring of your new CEO, and it just happens to work out that his first day is going to be on February 1 in Orlando.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Jeff Eisenberg's his name. Comes to us highly recommended. It's a good friend of conservation, and I'm really looking forward to to getting to know him better. Even though he hasn't officially started to work for us yet, he really is. I mean, we're talking about every day at this point. So, I'm really looking forward, and I think folks will really, really, welcome him in and be pleased at the leadership he'll give us.
Yeah, what a great opportunity for folks to get a chance to meet him at the annual meeting. Steve, bottom line, when folks leave Orlando and head back to their respective homes, what are you hoping that they'll take away from this year's annual meeting?
Well, I always hope that they take something back home they can use. And, that's one thing whenever I'm traveling around the country talking to folks is, this is an opportunity to learn. This is an opportunity to take something that's already been tried and done in another district back to your district and make it work for you. And it's all about conservation and how we value what we do. And I would hope that they would all, take something back home that would help them do a better job of putting conservation on the land.